It's great to see industry people and manufacturers in particular that really get it. And with me today is Tim Norman of Spro. And there's no question in the last several months, you guys are raising the bar and utilizing your pro staff very, very well.
Well, Spro is an acronym for sports professionals, Terry. First off, thank you very much for having me on. But our company is all about our pros, 100%.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you are using your pros much differently than a lot of people do. I mean, you don't just have them on a retainer. They come out and have to help you build products and make them better than anybody else's.
Well, they have complete authority and control over the design of the products. I just tell them I want them to make the best baits in the world. And before we even, you know, start the project, they have to be able to do that, to show me that they can make a change to an existing product that will benefit the fishermen. And so far, we've been really successful doing it.
Well, you've got a great pro staff, and it's headed by a lot of really big-name pros. Of course, Dean Rojas, Gary Klein, now you've recently added him, and Roland Martin. And then you talk about Bill Simontel, and, you know, he's in here with us, a big bass zone with us. And boy, he's come out with a great swim bait as well.
I just can't wait for you guys to see it. I'm not a swim bait expert, but Bill is, which is why we wanted him to work with us. But it really does things that I've never seen a lure do before. I'm really proud of what Bill's been able to bring to the table for us.
Well, let's look if we can, Tim. You know, you talk about giving them free latitude to be able to design and do those kind of things. What goes into that exactly?
Well, they'll start with a concept, and then we go back and forth from the basic design principles in our office at Spro to our manufacturing facility. And then it basically just keeps going back and forth between us and the pro. And we hire some pretty picky guys. I mean, it takes the swim baits an 18-month-long project. And it's been very difficult, but Bill is very demanding, and that's exactly what I wanted him to be.
Well, you know, when you think about that, I mean, you start seeing this, you know, conceptual drawing, and then you see, you know, little things, and then they go back and forth several times, as you mentioned here, 18 months on a swim bait. But what exactly, I mean, how much of the latitude, I mean, is it changing eyeballs? How detailed does it get?
Well, on this particular swim bait, it's three separate molds, and each mold is very costly. And it starts there, an external mold for appearance purposes, then the internal mold for working purposes. And it goes down to as fine a detail as Bill sent the bait back several times because the dots on a rainbow trout just don't suit him. But you know what? We don't say anything. We just keep sending it back until we get it right. And we think it pays off for the fishermen.
Well, no doubt about it. And that ultimately is what you're trying to do. I think, you know, more than anything else, if you build a bait that the fishermen have confidence in, then they're going to be buying more of them, and that's really a good market. You know, when you look at what's going on with Dean Rojas and the Bronze Eye, what a big splash that thing's made. Now you've got Kermy Jr.
Well, what Dean has done is he's made frog fishing available to people that never even considered doing it before. And with Kermy Jr., he wanted to open up a whole new world of fishermen to the frog, even spinnerbait fishermen. So we've got a smaller, leaner, meaner profile with a 3-0 Gamagatsu EWG, which is a brand new hook. And it, again, what Dean is doing is he's making it easier for more fishermen to catch more fish.
Well, as you talk about that, you know, of course, spinning gear is not something necessarily that you use when you're frog fishing, but you're going to allow that with this smaller frog, no question.
Well, that's what we set out to do.
Well, let's look at, now you got Gary Klein on board, and everybody knows, you know, great flipper and pitcher, great, you know, great angler, heavy-duty professional, but he knows the jig pretty well, too, doesn't he?
I was just blown away. I spent a whole day in the office with Gary this week, and what he's been doing himself, he has them poured, you know, himself, or he has a friend pour them for him, because his jigs are so specific, and they're designed to do very specific things. But in the end, they're designed to catch more fish, and that's what Gary's bringing to us at Spro. Man, what a joy it is just to be associated with Gary Klein, the wealth of knowledge he has. And, you know, he's the original young gun, so I'm just a Bubba and a fan, too, and I'm having the time of my life working with these guys.
Well, you know, Tim, you were a policeman, and it's kind of funny, you know, we all come from different walks of life, and as anglers, you know, you've got every walk of life possible out there. I think that kind of brings some neat things, you know, some of us that have different backgrounds, bringing them into the sport and then tie them together with the professionals.
Well, one thing is I was a policeman. That's what I did professionally for 20 years. I wasn't a lure designer. So maybe that helped me realize right up front that I needed help. And then it was just basically going to the key source or the right source for a particular niche product. And then we've done that with Bill and with Gary and with Dean, and we're going to continue to do it at Spro.
Well, you look at Spro, and I mean, it's not a new company. It's been around for a while, but all of a sudden it seems like it's springboarding into a, you know, a phenomenally big company and one that's got the, you know, latest and greatest. And are you attributing that to the pros?
Absolutely. We pick the best people, and we let them design the best lures, and we put them out on the market at fair market value. We have the same markup for all of our products. It doesn't matter what the demand is for it, and that's being fair to the fishermen, and you give them a great product at a great price, and they're going to be loyal to you.
Well, I got to ask you a question. You know, I've not seen the swim bait. I've seen the frog, of course, and I've seen a lot of your other products. But we got to see just the head of that swim bait. And what kind of reaction did you get when people got to see just that part of it?
Terry, you would not believe the orders we've gotten from people that have never seen the bait. We have dealers that are ordering thousands of the bait, and they've never seen one. So I've never seen anything like it. The frog, I've never seen anything like that. But it goes back to the simple formula: get the best person to build the best bait at a fair price, and you get the business.
Well, another guy that we need to mention on your pro staff is John Cruz, who's one of the young guns and doing very, very well on the Bass Elite Series. He's going to bring you some new ideas, maybe that come from a younger generation, possibly.
Well, John's just a consummate professional and a great person, and that's the first thing we look for. And I can see something in him. I think he's going to be a real player in the industry in the years to come, and he's going to help us design some really state-of-the-art crankbaits, which is what his specialty is, and we're just thrilled to death to have him on board.
Well, it's about that time of year. You know, the crankbait's going to start coming into play here pretty strong. You know, of course, the beginning of the year is always bedding fish and, you know, looking for spawners and that kind of stuff. But as this season progresses, both FLW and Bass are going to start moving to some of these crankbait lakes. He could really play big dividends for you there.
Man, it's going to be fun to watch the tournament trails in the coming months as it goes from a pre-spawn pattern and bedding fish to the post-spawn. We're going to see, you know, the full range of these anglers' talents. It's really going to be fun to watch.
Well, Tim, you look at now as a manufacturer, and a lot of people maybe don't understand how that works, but you guys really kind of, you dial in on, you know, what you think is going to be effective. You get the best pros, which you've mentioned, you know, here on the interview, but you're also having to stay up with the news, I would think.
Absolutely, and there's nothing like Bass Fan to keep anglers updated. And I'm not saying that because we're doing the interview. The first thing I do when I get to the office every morning is I turn on Bass Fan, and every club fisherman I know, the people in my office, my warehouse manager, our assistants, they all do the same thing. We go to Bass Fan to see what's happening in our industry.
Well, I want to make sure that wasn't a shameless plug there. Thank you for that. But, you know, one of the things we try to do is to be unbiased and really report the news as it's given to us. And you know, it's nice because you got companies that are coming out of the woodwork and are able to come out and do some pretty creative things. And I think Spro's right there in the leadership of that right now.
Well, without it being a shameless plug, what you guys do is you get that information to the fishermen quicker than anyone else, and that's a benefit to all of us.
Well, Tim, what's coming up? I know you got ICAST coming up. You got any little secrets you can let out of the bag, or are you going to keep those all for ICAST?
Well, the swim bait's going to be a huge for us. Of course, Dean's Bronze Eye Jr., with the response we're getting from your little acknowledgement that you gave on Bass Fan, it's huge. People want to order them already. And then we got a couple things up our sleeves for the show.
Oh, the ICAST show is one of those things. Everybody keeps it a secret until you get that ICAST show out under their belt, and then all of a sudden then production begins, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're already in production, Terry. It just never stops.
Well, you know, one of the things I guess I got to ask you is when you, how do you develop models to be able to know how many of these you have to make and what sizes and colors are best and some of that kind of stuff. How does a manufacturer do that?
You guess. I'm just being totally honest. You kind of gauge market reaction when you put out samples and prototypes, and then you just take a big old fat guess, Terry.
Well, that's honesty at its best right there. No question about it. Hey, Tim, we really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan and look forward to great products coming out for you in the future from Spro. And I just keep, you know, every time I get a phone call from you or you and I converse, I'm always waiting to hear what the new things are going to be.
Man, it's just great talking to you. Thanks for all your help, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.